What is it that holds us in the grip of unpleasant, stressful mental states? Why do we do this to ourselves? One answer may lie in the nature of the brain itself. While observing patients' brains during functional MRI and PET scans, researchers from various laboratories were surprised by a shared observation. Although patients and research subjects were told to rest and were not given anything to do, they typically engaged in free-ranging mind wandering, during which certain parts of their brains were surprisingly active. These parts represented a network of interconnected structures. Later identified as the default network or the default mode network, this network of brain structures has been associated with self-referential thinking, as opposed to thinking about externally focused tasks. Think of replaying a time you felt criticized by someone, compared to thinking about your grocery list. The default network is not without its benefits, though. It allows for creativity, introspection, and problem-solving. But impaired default network functioning is considered a transdiagnostic risk factor for maladaptive stress reactivity and mental disorders. Because when the default network is overly active and in control, there could be problems. In healthy individuals who are stressed, the default network can be suppressed so that the person can focus on the threats and take effective action. But when the default network is not adequately suppressed, the self-referential and internal focus is maintained through rumination.